The Mask of Rhyme. These are Charles Alexander has very wonderfully made little chapbooks of this poem I wrote, you know, 4 days ago, and they're signed too. So I got writer's cramp signing them. But so this is sort of pushing rhyme and seeing what would come of that. Adding my P to the C of rhyme, it's time I admit sameness is a bit of a hoax. Yes, my body lies over social oceans like yours and slightly like Rover's, except that he barks to speak and we speak to bargain and intermingle. All's translation in love and war. Did you hear the joke about the marriage of true mind to impediment after impediment? That's what we call language, at least around here. What rhymes with rhythm? Mythic? You have to squint to hear it. Squint and scatter letters to the five senses. Shake off circumstance and find yourself in words, squatting amid ashes while the wicked, affluent legislators dress for the ball. Your feet ache and stink. The thought track wakes and thinks, novelty again, the same old novelty. It's almost worse than royalty. My biographical foot in the glass shoe, fate or deja vu. The rhythm of days produces chill, stupor, and after considerable training, a bunch of personal pronouns. It's Thursday. History's late as usual. Meanwhile, some sort of sexual traffic jam has been goading us all into public revelation. Offstage, fact slapped value on the butt and said, break a leg, make a killing, show those suckers where to suck. And value answered, don't be vulgar, fact, unless you're speaking personally. As for me, where the bee sucks, there suck I. A meaner, a beer, an aravist tooling down that divided highway, leading where none, they say, ever returns. And when I don't come back, say, I told you everything about myself except the future. Lie alone in our bed of roses, whence, they say, poems arise to amuse the students when we've gone to prose. It's more tangled, but you hear those stuck horns blaring. That's been my cue ever since I can remember.